Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 14 September 2021, and I'm glad you're with us. I really am. I want to bring up a guest in a few minutes. He's going to be with us about a half an hour. Then we're going to talk, just you and I are going to talk a while then after that. So you get your dialing fingers ready, because I want to ask you all some questions and opinions on some things at the bottom of the hour. Before I do that, though, don't forget, Lord willing, this weekend at 10:30 a.m. Eastern, we're going to be having Bible study. You can watch us live, folks, if you have a computer, by going to our website, PastorButch.com, and click on live stream. The first 45 minutes, though, is always done in prayer requests, praise reports, and testimonies. Then 11:30 Eastern, we get into current events. Then at 1 o'clock, I'm going to do a teaching, folks, that is going to make a lot of people kind of uneasy, I guess you could say. From what I see happening now in this country, unless there's a huge, huge uprising, I see war ahead. I'm just telling you like it is. I'm going to be showing you why and teaching this coming weekend. If you want to join us, you can. If you don't have a computer, you can listen on the phone just by dialing 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. And don't forget, we're offering the T-shirts. I hope if you got a T-shirt, you're going to love it. I think our guest tonight, Summer, one of our sponsors, has one of them. Folks, it's a T-shirt that makes a statement and makes you stand out in the crowd, so to speak. And I hope you have enough nerve to get it. $24.95 delivered to your door. A lion, no mask, sheep mask, and says no fear, with the scripture in 2 Timothy 1:7 underneath that. It makes a huge statement. And, of course, we're going to offer the little booklet on Once Saved, Always Saved, the fallacy of that false doctrine that's taking many people to hell as we speak. I think you'll be really tickled. You got the book to give to your friends who maybe are caught up in this doctrine. I hope you at least. It's $5, folks. They were sent to me for free. I had to check postage and packaging, so $5 are covered. Postage keeps on going up, but they'll get it to you if you want a copy of it, and I hope you will. Now, just keep in mind, folks, that you can call us at any time at 800-777-4403, 800-777-4403, or 304-846-4448. If you want to talk to me, leave a message with Lisa. She'll find me, and I will call you, I promise. I'll do that. I mean, also on Thursdays, take phone calls all day, but I am busy during the days. But if you need to get a hold of me, I will call you back. Now, let's go to our guest tonight for the first little bit. Summer Dre is a sponsor because she worked for Dr. Ron Green, a sponsor of this program for years, and no finer gentleman ever lived than Dr. Ron Green and his kindness and his caring for people. Right now, Dr. Ron is retired, health reasons. And Summer, his assistant, took over the company and actually expanded it some. And trying to do as Dr. Ron did in helping people with their health issues, and I'm proud to know her. She's really working that hard. I know Dr. Ron had confidence in her, and if he didn't know, we can. So just a few minutes tonight, we're going to talk about what Summer's doing. She has a September special on this month you may well pay attention to. So Summer Dre, are you there?
Well, I'm right here.
It is good to have you, sweetheart. Good to have you.
Thank you. You'll never guess what I've got on right now.
What's that?
I'm wearing my blue size small no fear shirt with 2 Timothy 1:7 on there. So I didn't actually wear this on purpose because I know that you guys can't see me, but I want you to know that I got to give you a little plug on this because, I'm kind of picky when it comes to my clothes, and I do love the color. I washed it. It held its color beautifully. And one thing I noticed, I was worried that maybe the picture that's kind of screen printed
right,
on the front.
Right.
Sometimes when you wash and dry those things, they split or they lose their integrity. This thing is held up just fine in the washer or the dryer because I'm not real gentle on my clothes, unfortunately. So this thing fits great. And I'll tell you what, I live in a tiny town. And it has been such a blessing to wear this shirt because I have people stop and I see them staring at my stomach and I think, what are they looking at? Well, then I realize that what shirt I've got on. And they look at me and say, explain the shirt to me. So it's a perfect opportunity to not only share my testimony, but also to kind of share my political beliefs and everything else. So I appreciate the shirt a lot. So thanks for letting me order that from you.
Thank you, sweetheart. You're more than welcome. I'm glad you enjoyed it. And we designed that for the purpose of making a statement and maybe reaching people with some truth. And I'm glad it's working for you. I've had other callers say they've had good response. Thank you for sharing that tonight. Folks, you can get them here at the ministry for $24.95. We go from small all the way up to XXL. So if you want them, you just got to call and let us know. All right, Summer, I'll take over.
Go ahead. Yeah, no, I think they fit true to size, too, because I was also worried. I think it's a men's small, and I was worried that maybe it'd be too big. It just fits just perfect. So thanks again, and everybody should absolutely get one. It's Christmas is coming up. Get some for family members. It's really a cool shirt. You're welcome. I wanted to kind of share with you, first off, for your listeners who haven't maybe heard me before or even the ones that have, I get real worked up. I get real excited. I have a lot of passion, a lot of fire about what I do. And I believe that God has just given me this huge heart for wanting to help people. And I don't know if I ever realized my true purpose. I honestly just don't know if I ever paid attention to what I thought my purpose was. And with this world, the way it's going right now in our government, I hate even saying our because it's not my government. This is not my administration right now. I don't know whose it is, but it's not our planet. But I'll tell you, it's a real scary time, and I feel really grateful, scared, but also grateful to be in this time because of what I do. I have the opportunity. I am super blessed. I have the opportunity to be able to help not just your listeners, but your listeners who have friends and family who are either lost or don't know what to do next or have health problems and they can't get their medications or at this point, you guys, they can't even get into the dang doctor because the doctor won't allow them to be seen because they're not vaccinated. I mean, talk about going against their oath of doing what they're supposed to do, of protecting and healing, you know. It's asinine to me. So I'm really blessed to be able to be in a business that allows me to go direct to the customer and help them naturally. So for those of you who don't know, bear with me. I talk real fast. Sometimes I raise my voice. I get real heated because I have a lot of passion about what I do, and I want to help as many people as I can. And I also have to be reminded and remind you all that I'm not a doctor. I don't have a license to tell you what to do with your medications. All I can do is give you suggestions on what I would do based off of lots of knowledge, okay? Remember that doctors are practicing medicine, as I am. And so I just want to share with you, I only have a half hour. I have a tendency to try to run over that half hour, you know, that half hour, hour time frame. So, Butch, keep me on target here.
I'll do my best.
But I've got two things tonight I want to share with you. Both of these are products that I have in my inventory, my menu, whatever you want to call it, regularly, okay? So this is not stuff that's going to go away. However, if you want to get in on the sale price, this is the month to do it, the month of September, okay? Typically, I extend into the next month for Pastor Butch's listeners, because I realize they're coming in either the end of the month or whatnot. In this case, I'm not going to do that, only because I'm dropping the price so low on one of these products, I can't afford to keep doing it any longer. But what I'll tell you is I've got two things I want to talk to you about today. One is something called Pancreas Advance. It's a set of capsules that I hand encapsulate myself. I've never been vaccinated, so I'm not going to be, you know, creating any of the shedding of the spike proteins into your product. So I want you guys to all know that too. If you're like me, that's actually a big thing you should be asking people that you're buying from, is whether or not they've been vaccinated. So that's number one. Number two is we work, well, the other second product is organic CBD oil. In my industry, but in my office in particular, most of the clients I deal with, and I mean like 70 to 75% of them, are people who have active cancer or are in remission, but they're looking to stay that way. And so two of these things actually really help when it comes to specific types of cancers. So I kind of want to talk to you about them a little bit. The first is the Pancreas Advance capsules. If you're a note taker, write that down. Pancreas Advance. Usually they're $20 for 100 capsules, vegan kosher capsules packed with four pure raw herbs that we naturally dry at low heat, grind, and hand encapsulate, okay? So typically it's $20, which is very inexpensive as it is. I've dropped it down this month to $15, so it's $5 off. The Organic Superior CBD oil is derived with MCT coconut oil. So that is the carrier oil. MCT coconut oil is the fastest way to kind of deliver this stuff into the body, and it's organic. People don't realize this, but hemp plants, which, by the way, is not the same as marijuana, hemp plants need they're prone to aphids. So most of these CBD growers and different things like that, they will spray tons of pesticides on their product to keep the aphids down so they can keep their inventory up, right? Their product up. We don't have to do that. Okay, to avoid aphids, you can use all oregano oil, garlic oil, lemon oil, you name it. So this is what we do is we use natural oils to repel those types of bugs. So just kind of put that out there for you. So the CBD oil, typically, I know it's going to scare everybody, typically it's $95 a bottle, okay? It's 1,200 milligrams of pure, organic CBD oil, okay? So each dropper full delivers about 40 milligrams, give or take, okay? And that's really good. People say, gosh, I buy mine for $45. Right, but if you look at it, you're probably getting 300 milligrams in the entire bottle, and you're probably it's not organic, and it's probably loaded with other pesticides, okay? So right now, the Superior Organic CBD oil is on sale from $95 down to $75. That's $20 off. That's darn near close to what it cost me to make this thing, okay? So that's the sale for this month. And people go, well, what is the Pancreas Advance, right? It has something to do with the pancreas, clearly. I'll just give you some facts, some information. I'm just going to pretend like we don't know a whole bunch about the pancreas because, to be honest, years ago I didn't either, okay? You know, we knew that Michael Landon died of pancreatic cancer, and that pancreatic cancer is this terminal illness that you will pass away from if you have it because it's just so difficult to treat. Not true. I've got a number of people in remission that were terminal, sent home on hospice, told there was no chance of survival. They weren't even going to do chemotherapy by the grace of God, and they weren't ready to die. They found me, whether it was through Pastor Butch or somebody else. They found us. They contacted us. We got them on a series of things, and now they're in remission. So, and I'd be happy to share because some of the things that put these people into remission is not necessarily what's on sale, the two topics that I'm going to be talking about tonight. So, all right, here we go with the Pancreas Advanced. First off, what is the pancreas? It's really just this oddly shaped organ that's kind of been described as resembling everything from like a pear to a fish or, believe it or not, even a tadpole. But it's buried deep inside the abdomen. It's kind of behind the stomach and nestled really along the liver, the spleen, and the gallbladder. So it's kind of right up there, tucked in that area. Most of us don't ever experience any issues from it. It really is, however, a very essential organ. You've heard me talk months ago about God makes no mistakes. There's no trash organs in our body. We need just about every single one of them. This is one of them that is essential for life, okay? It produces a a number of enzymes that are actually necessary to digest your food and make insulin. And insulin is really the hormone that's needed to keep our blood sugar levels in check. People forget that insulin actually is a hormone. And so given the importance of the pancreas, the health of your pancreas shouldn't be ignored. You know, just because it's so tiny and ugly looking doesn't mean we ignore it, right? Matter of fact, according to the National Pancreas Foundation, every year, and I wrote this fact down, every year in the U.S., more than 300,000 people are treated in the hospital for acute pancreatitis, which is a serious and really painful inflammation of the pancreas that many of you can relate. I mean, it's excruciatingly painful. But left untreated, meaning if you do nearly nothing about it, it can worsen and worsen and even become life-threatening, okay? I talked about, you know, most of our clients that come to us, 75% of them about are cancer patients or newly surviving cancer patients, okay? We'll talk in a second about the pancreas and how if it's left untreated can actually turn into pancreatic cancer. So diabetes, for example, right? If it's left unmanaged, it could take a toll on your kidneys and your heart. And of course, you know, lead to weight gain and other things that none of us like, but some serious things, okay? Kidney, heart failure, et cetera. And if you aren't diabetic yet, and I say yet because a huge majority of our population, to be honest, I can't remember the number. I did research that a couple of months back, but a huge amount of our population is going to become diabetic at some point in time, mainly because of the types of foods that we're eating, but also the quality of the crap that they're putting in our foods, as well as the fact that people are going more and more into mainstream medications for treatment. They're doing what I call, it drives me nuts, but it's called reactive medicine, right? Oh gosh, I have a sore throat. I need to take something for it. Or, oh gosh, I have, you know, cancer. I need to take something for it. Yes, once you're in that situation, you have to be reactive, but why are we not being proactive? So let's be proactive and not acquire diabetes if we can help it. So if you're not diabetic yet, you may not even understand the difference between the two types of diabetes. So really quick, type 1 is just an autoimmune reaction. And that's when it attacks your cells in your pancreas that actually produce the insulin. And typically that's caused by like an inherited genetic malfunction from your parents, from your biological parents, or other environmental factors, which, Pastor, in a couple, you know, weeks to months from now, I really would love to have you have me back so that I can talk about environmental factors that can, do, and will cause cancer. Because most people seem to think, most people seem to think for some reason that cancer is just this big genetic thing. And that's actually absolutely not true. Only about 5-8% of cancers are quote unquote genetic. And they're actually discovering that a lot of that's not even really genetic per se. And I'm getting off topic, but not so much genetic per se, but it's more of the environmental factors of things that your parents, grandparents, great grandparents used in the home, put on their bodies that got into their bloodstream over years and years, transformed the DNA to now not be as good as it was before. And now all of a sudden our bodies are more susceptible to disease like cancer. So type 1 diabetes. Type 2 diabetes is what most people have. Then that's what happens when our body becomes resistant to insulin. And it's also associated with some genetics, but mainly lifestyle choices, right? Drinking too much alcohol or eating a lot of sugary or high starch foods, et cetera. And honestly, you know, the main difference between the two types of diabetes is that type 1 is the genetic disorder, often shows up early in life, and type 2 is more largely related to like your diet, as I mentioned. Up to 80% of pancreatic cancer patients present with either new onset type 2 diabetes, okay, or impaired glucose tolerance at the time of the diagnosis. So if you're type 2 diabetic, you need to listen up. You really got to get this under control and let me help you, okay? It's also been discovered that diabetes type 2 is a risk factor, basically a manifestation and a prognostic factor for pancreatic cancer, and no one needs or wants that. So, yeah, there's great things we can do to keep our blood sugar in check, but we want to do something natural. Metformin and all these crappy drugs, this is what caused my father's heart failure, and all these other different things are these pharmaceutical drugs that if he had just been able or willing to take something more natural, he wouldn't have had all these terrible side effects, okay? So there are great things out there that work. Some of the things that are in the pancreas advance, like neem powder, fenugreek powder, bitter gourd, jamin seed, these are all really powerful powders, but together they're actually not only a huge antioxidant and anti-inflammatory, but they control the diabetic symptoms. They're loaded with fiber. They can help control blood sugar fluctuations, you know, the spikes and the declines and so much more. So take care, you guys, of this very, very, very important organ that we call the pancreas that your body cannot live without. You can't. Otherwise, they'd take it out if you had pancreatic cancer. They would just take it out. They can't. So the second product that we talked about was the Organic Superior CBD oil that's on sale for the month of September for $75, down from $95 to $75. We love CBD oil. And I say we, meaning my family, my friends, my clients. I've got a gentleman who orders 4 or 5 bottles every single month because him and his wife literally can't get out of bed physiologically without it. It's taken away my 13-year-old's migraines. It's reduced acne breakouts for my 16-year-old daughter. It's aided me in quietly, you can hear my brain just goes a million miles an hour. So this helps me quiet the brain patterns in my brain at night so that I can actually stay asleep longer, but it doesn't make me sleepy and groggy because there's less than 0.3% THC. THC is the stuff that gets you stoned or high. There isn't that in there. There is no psychoactive properties whatsoever in any of this. You'll never test positive on a drug test with this stuff. It is absolutely pure. I'd never give it to my children if that was the case. You know, many people that we know, I've got a gentleman in Costa Rica, for example, he uses this to treat his diabetes. It actually lowers his blood sugar. I don't find that always works for everybody, but it works very well for him. It works for anxiety, epilepsy. We have hundreds of young children who have epilepsy, and their parents naturally don't want them on these crazy pharmaceuticals or being these zombies, you know, walking around. So they're using this in high doses for epilepsy, people with chronic pain, ADHD, and just so much more. I mean, the uses, you guys, with CBD are endless. But the one that I'm most impressed with, other than, of course, the impact, you know, that it had on stopping my child's migraines, because I was literally picking him up from school 2 to 3 days a week from him vomiting from the migraines constantly. So this was, and that's not fun for anybody, a parent or a child. But is the impact that CBD can have on cancer. Okay. Most of my clients, as I mentioned, they have active cancer. So this is something I'm really excited to introduce to them, for them to use in their arsenal against their cancer. Okay. So, just to clarify, again, we talked about the pancreas and what it does. Cancer is really just characterized by a lot of uncontrolled division of these abnormal cells that are in the body, right? Stuff that shouldn't be there. Our body knows what should and should not be there. It's our immune system's job to recognize, hey, that doesn't belong here. Ooh, let's try to fix it. Oh, it can't be fixed? All right, let's go ahead and kill it and get rid of it. That's our body's immune system's job. And unfortunately, if your immune system's not working great, that's not possible. That cancer is going to spread like wildfire, okay? So these are the cells that actually the American Indian tea that I do work with, that stuff attempts to kill cancer cells. But the cell division, this is what leads to the development of masses, which are called tumors, right? So this is caused by a lot of genetic, biochemical, meaning home cleaning goods, you know, pharmaceutical drugs, chemtrails in the air, et cetera, physiological changes in the cells. This is what causes it to become abnormal or cancer, okay? But CBD oil is known to exhibit anti-inflammatory, which is very important when it comes to cancer, and I'll tell you why. It's anti-tumor. It's anti-proliferative. It's antioxidant. We all know what that means. It's an analgesic. Its properties, and it can be really instrumental in a preventative as well as therapeutic care for cancer. Okay, it's more like a cancer cell inhibitor. Okay, inflammation. I get really excited about talking about inflammation, and I think it's because it is the root, in my opinion, of cancer. It is really the root. So when we talked about environmental factors causing cancers, you know, 60, I think it's, oh, Gaz, I have this at the top of my brain, like somewhere 60 to 77% of cancers are environmental. And so when we, for example, are using Tide laundry soap, right, or Dawn dish soap regularly, not the one or two time uses, but the hundreds and hundreds and thousands of uses, especially over generations, this actually creates an inflammation response in our body. Our body is our skin is the largest organ in our body. So we need to minimize inflammation in the body, okay? When we have chemicals entering our body, our body's natural response is to create an inflammation response, right? So there's inflammation that happens to fight the disease. But when it's chronic, it becomes a major risk factor for cancer. So whether it's acute inflammation, right? You cut your finger, it's acute inflammation, or chronic inflammation, it can onset the reactions in the body, which can result in cellular abnormalities.
Somewhere
like
about a minute and a half left.
Great. Okay. And chronic inflammation, you guys, can lead to damage to your DNA. It can also result in tumor progression. This is why it's really important to reduce your inflammation on a daily basis. CBD oil can help you with that, you guys. So there's so many more things I'd love to talk to you guys about. If you want to give me a call, let me give you my phone number. So grab your pen. My name is Summer. My phone number is 406-274-7579. I'm going to repeat that, 406-274-7579. If you want to get a hold of me, you can call or text. And if you want to also reach me through email, you can do that at summer, spelled just like the season, summer@superiormountainherbs.com. Summer@superiormountainherbs.com. I really appreciate your time. I hope you were enlightened a little bit. If you have any questions or want to order, please call me. I'd love to help.
And folks, remember, no matter how cold it gets, you can always get in touch with Summer.
Oh, boy, if I had a penny every time I heard something like that.
406-274-7579. Thank you, Summer, for sharing from your heart tonight. And folks, Summer does, she is a sponsor of the broadcast. I'm honored to have her. But more than that, she's a friend, and her products are superior. That's why she named him that. And if you, of course, for you folks knew Dr. Ron Green, if he endorses Summer, then you know you can trust Summer also. So give her a call at 406-274-7579. Take care of your body, folks. You only get one down here. Try to take care of it. And Summer, I'll be talking to you again real soon, okay?
Thank you, hon. Take care, guys. Bye.
Okay, talk to you in a little bit. Back at the break, folks, we got a lot more to talk about and your phone calls.
Army's come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Namana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All right, folks, we are back. And again, do give Summer Dre a call, please. Take care of your body. The products she offers are the best on the line, period. And if I didn't know that, I wouldn't say it. I've used them. They are the best out that you can find anywhere out there. Give her a call. Now, we got callers coming in, and we'll get to phone calls in a few minutes, as always. Please just bear with us. Get a pen and paper handy. Again, I'm going to give you an address in a minute. Some of y'all want to help Coach Dave. Coach Dave's and Dr. Sherry's organization they're working with called the ChristianRevolution.net. The ChristianRevolution.net. I sent a donation online yesterday. They prefer to have their donation sent online, but some of y'all don't have computers, so I asked them to send me a physical address. I'm going to give you the physical address to support the ChristianRevolution.net. As I'll be sharing in a minute, we shared with you last night with Liberty Counsel, who are taking cases of people who are losing their job because of the vaccine. They're taking cases and win them. We'll discuss that more in a minute. But the ChristianRevolution.net is even going to take a step further. They're working now to raise funds to get a band of Christian lawyers who, if a school, for example, kicks you out, fires you, they will sue the superintendent right down to the janitor. When enough people have to hire a lawyer, folks, they're going to hear a lot of kickback from those that are involved with this. We're doing our best to organize the troops to stand up. We have to stand now. If you're not going to stand now, my friend, you're not going to stand against evil at all. If you're willing to surrender your body to put in murdered baby cells and graphene oxide and other poisons into your body, to literally be linked up to a 5G, and if you don't believe me, go to our website, PastorButch.com. Right on top of the page, you'll see where it says News. Click on the News and look under Health News. Well, Dr. Carey Madej explained to you in a half hour long explanation of how this is linking you to become part machine. I'm not making this up, folks. This is called transhumanism. Mercedes-Benz is making a car coming out soon that you'll drive controlled by your mind. They said you become part machine yourself. This is called transhumanism. The graphene oxide put in these shots, my friends, are trackable from the internet, and your phone will be the device that connects you. You check it out, PastorButch.com. You watch it. I will not tell you something I can't prove, but not from me, but from doctors and professionals that I do trust, like Dr. Cameron Day, Dr. Tim Penny, Dr. Popper, Dr. Mikovich, and others. We have got to stand now or sit down and shut up and submit ourselves right into hell. Here is the address where you can send the Christian ChristianRevolution.net. Just make it out to the Christian Revolution. Send what you can. But those who can send by email can go on the ChristianRevolution.net and do it. They want your email. They want to join you with other people in your area who are standing. I think it's a great idea. But if you don't have a computer, send us this address. 441, that's 441 West, in the direction west, 441 West, Bagley, Bagley Road, number 316, number 316, Berea, Berea, B, like in Bravo, Erea, Ohio, 44017. That's 441 West Bagley Road, number 316, Berea, Ohio, 44017. If you miss it, you call us in the office Thursday, we'll give you the address again. Send what you can as soon as you can. Now, I'll make a few points here. I'm going to go to the phone line like I promised, because I want to talk to you all, folks. And we'd love to have some new callers. I know I'm getting people email me, and I appreciate that. But we open the phone lines up because I want you to be part of the conversation. I want your input. I want to pick your brain. And I pray that we're doing something to bless you all. I really do. If things don't turn around, we're not going to be on a whole lot longer, but that's all right. We'll do what we can as long as we can. I want to be a blessing, but I want you to be part of this. I want you to be part of this this family. But I read you many times out of Nehemiah chapter 9. Now, folks, I read this before, and it didn't have the meaning it has now. It had meaning, a huge meaning, but not like it does now. They have had the meaning of their bodies for years. That's how they force vaccination of children going to school. That's how they force you to wear a seatbelt. That's why they force you to wear a helmet. This is all dominion. This is exercising dominion over you. That word means sovereignty. They are exercising sovereignty over your bodies. And in Nehemiah chapter 9, the next to last verse in that scripture, in that chapter, you'll find Nehemiah all through the chapter saying, "Lord, Lord, Lord, why are you doing this? Why is this happening? What's going on here?" I mean, he said, our people are in the land that their fathers settled. Does that sound familiar, folks? Does it? I mean, he said, but the true reason is because of our sin. You have done right, Lord, he said. You've done right. We're the ones that messed up because we served other gods. Oh, have we done that? We brought forth many wicked works, he said. And he said, we're servants in the day that you give to our fathers to eat the fruit thereof, and now we're servants in it. We're servants in it. And said, yes, it has yielded much increase to the kings whom you put over us. Now, let me make a point here. I got to move on. He put the kings over them and judged them through their kings. God gives you the rulers that you deserve. We have deserved Biden. Yes, and even Trump. Bush. Obama. If we hadn't deserved it, the people have been trying to stand for what's right. They wouldn't have supported these men in the first place. But we deserve what we gotten. Is that a word, gotten? Well, we deserve it. We deserve it. We deserve it. But he said, in the next last verse, that land increases, has yielded much increase to the ones you set over us. He said, and he said, and we're going to say, the king you set over us because of our sins. Let that sink in. Now pay attention, my friends. He said, also because of our sins and the kings you set over us now have sovereignty over our bodies. To the point of now trying to force you to take a vaccine, a poison in your body that you know is poison. You know it is, unless you're totally ignorant. Now, I'm sure a lot of people don't pay attention. They haven't looked into it. They don't care. They want to trust government. And my friends, the Bible said, cursed be the man that puts his trust in man. Jeremiah 17:5. We have cursed ourselves. Don't bellyache and cry about it. Do something about it. Speak up and stand up. I went to the doctor today. I'm having some problems. Nothing all that serious yet. I was supposed to went to the hospital, get an x-ray done and a circulation test done on my left foot. Couldn't get in. I won't wear a mask. The doctor sent me there and said, I don't blame you. He said, I won't wear one either. But I couldn't get in. The VA wouldn't do some of the same tests. They won't let me in without a mask. I am not wearing a mask. From the mask to the mark, the teaching I've done, it's 4 hours long, and I bet you 20 people never got to look at it. Except those who are on a list to get them once a month. 20 people didn't order the teaching. I don't know why. I've proven it biblically that we're following these mandates, these so-called executive orders even now, to the point of damnation because we're too cowardly. And let's put it this way. We're too cowardly as a man in mass to want to know the truth, so that they don't order my DVDs to watch it. They don't want to know the truth. They listen to the radio shows. I mentioned last night, some guy left 15 messages last week and Wednesday night with filthy joking going on, talking about homosexuals, sodomites, and lesbians. And he left 15 messages. Thought it would annoy me. It don't annoy me. It tickles me. Because we're reaching this guy. Or this lady, whoever, probably a guy. He don't have enough gonads to leave his name. He won't do that. But he leaves messages. And folks, that means you're reaching them. But we are so cowardly as a people that we don't even want to hear the truth, much less live it. But you remember last night I had Jonathan Alexander on from Liberty Council? What a great group of people to work with. And by the way, one of their staff members who works for Liberty Council had a daughter she took into the ER, and they would not treat her because she didn't have a vaccine. One of Liberty Council's own staff members, daughter couldn't get into the urgent care. Of course, you know where that's going to lead, what that's going to lead to, don't you? I think they bit the wrong dog that time. But you remember last night, Jonathan said they're fighting in New York, these mandates. Well, they won a case. Today, Judge David Hurd in Northern District Court of New York granted a temporary restraining order for all health care workers against the state's unconstitutional attempt to ignore federal law and remove religious exemption and accommodations from unlawful COVID shot mandates for health care workers. And this also, Thomas More Society filed this lawsuit also. The Liberty Council has moved another order into a different part of the state. So, folks, they are doing what they said they would do. If you don't support Liberty Council and the Christian Revolution, then all I can say is you're not serious about fighting this battle. This is the most serious attack we've had on our bodies. Let this sink in. We have allowed them to murder 75 million unborn children. So why do you think a righteous God would want to take this nation out of hell? Repentance is a hope we have. But resistance is something we must do. I heard another talk show host this morning say this word. He said, I don't want to say this, but he had to say it. And I'll be sharing this with this weekend, this Bible study coming up. If you don't want to hear it, if you don't want to be scared, don't listen. But there's a time of war, and we're in it. It's coming down to it. We are going into a civil war between vax and unvax, between blacks and whites and everything else. We're being taken into a civil war, and it's on purpose. As Demetri Dubin has prophesied, we go to war, a civil war, and we are attacked from the south by nations from the south, including Russia and China, who now has a base in Venezuela. If you're going to sit down and take it, you do it. I don't have to answer for you. You don't answer for me. But if you don't stand up and speak up now and support these groups that are trying to help us, if you don't get angry enough now to stand, then if you're not angry today, you're not righteous. If you are not profoundly angry today, you're not living in Christ. Period. It's about as clear as I can put it. All right, let's go to a quick phone call. Let's go to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Yeah, I haven't moved, Pastor.
Okay, all right.
You got the email I sent you on La Puma volcano.
No, I haven't got the email yet. Maybe there. I haven't seen
it yet.
Okay,
La Puma volcano is having hundreds of earthquakes, and the earthquakes are getting shallower all the time.
Well, where's La Puma? Where's La Puma?
La Puma is in the Canary Islands.
Okay, gotcha, okay.
And in 71, 72, it had an eruption, and it cracked. The south part of that island is cracked. And they said the next time it goes off, that is going to go into the ocean. That is going to displace enough water that the tsunami that will hit the east coast will be 100 feet high.
Wow.
So if you live on the east coast, I go to Hal Turner, just put Hal Turner and go to his radio show, go to the story on it, and there is a link, I think, where you can get an app or how to watch for when it goes boom, because you will have about six to eight hours to get off of the east coast and inland.
Long ways inland. Up to get up the Allegheny Mountains. Okay, what else you want to share?
But there's going to be 100 million people trying to get off there. So you need to look and get some way to find out when that volcano goes and get moving as fast as you can. You need to be ready.
Okay, you're breaking up, Jan. You're breaking up.
You need to get out of there as fast as you can. There's going to be 100 million people on the East Coast trying to move.
Yes, and you're breaking up pretty bad. You really sound like you dropped off the end of the earth there.
That's all I wanted to make sure everybody knew.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thank you, Jan. And folks, hey, our nation and world's going to be judged, and America is going to be judged more severely than any nation in the history of the world. Because we've had more given to us in a nation in the history of the world. And for whom much is given, much is required. Remember that. Let's go next to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, come on in.
Hey, Butch.
Yes, sir.
There?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you know what? I just got a news flash here in Kentucky, which you're preaching about tonight in the book of Ephesians. Why aren't we taking a stand? Jefferson County is in the red like last year. Mayor Greg Fisher, which I call Mayor Greg Xi Ping, and North Korea again, because now it's too dangerous to go outside. They're pushing this vaccine on the people. It's time to take a stand. I've talked to a few people coming home from work tonight. They know what's going on. But you know what? You've got to take a stand.
Yes, you do.
Fear getting you.
Yes. I had to do it today when I talked to a lady in a hospital, when I talked to a nurse in the doctor's office. All of them understood what I was saying. They may not have agreed, but they understood what I was saying, although they're wearing a mask. It isn't just enough to know it. Chris, you have to stand against it, or you're not doing good at all.
No, and it's not. Like tonight, I went into a place and said, you got to put a mask on. I kind of know the guy, but I said, I'm sorry, I can't do business with you wearing a mask. I want to have the freedom to breathe. If the government doesn't, I told him, he's a young guy, very nice and very polite. I said, no, you are being under tyranny. They want you to suffocate in that mask. I told him about the bacterial pneumonia that can build up in your lungs, wearing that for several hours in your lungs. And he said, really? And I just was really nice. That's the spirit right there moving on. I could tell. But I'm trying to warn people out
this information isn't hard to find. It's all over the Internet. It's not hard to find. If you go to my website, PastorBush.com, look under Health News, you'll find all this information. You're sharing with them right there. It's all in one location. They can find what they want if they want to know it.
Exactly. And Butch, like I said, I'm a grandson of an immigrant, and you know, like, that's why my brother Arthur Pulowski up in Canada, this is coming here. The church, the Christians, they're going after the Christians. They're going to seize the church. If we don't, the pastors in this country got to take a stand. But there's one pastor here in Louisville, Kentucky, that I heard Sunday, and I was shouting Jesus. Gary Lamb.
Okay.
Was saying 5G. The vaccines are poisonous. Right on air during a preaching service Sunday here in Louisville, and I was shouting the glory of Jesus because we need pastors like that.
Amen. We do. Hey, well, they really do.
He is nationally known. I looked him up on the internet. Yeah, he's very well known. Good man. You ought to have him on sometime.
Well,
Gary Lamb is his name.
Send me information.
I'm not sure of his website, but I got to go look it up again. But that's what we need.
Well,
we need
information.
We need lions out there.
We need to get him. We need to get him part of the Christian Revolution. You send me information, and I'll take care of that from there. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I got John Chris.
I know he isn't getting him on. His name is Gary Lamb. I think
right, you
Bishop.
Send it to me.
It was. There's something like that, but get him on. This man is a man of God. We need preachers like that.
Amen. You send me his information, I'll get a hold of him. Thanks for calling, Chris. I got to jump. Thank you. Amen. Another preacher man speaking up. Folks, it's now or never. This is not as the song said, this is not a game. This is war. This is literally war for your body. Your family's body, your children, grandchildren's bodies. If you won't defend them, according to the scripture, you have denied the faith and worse than an infidel, and infidels go to hell. Let's go next to Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in.
Thank you, Butch.
Yes, sir.
Isaiah chapter 14 is a prophecy in the pre-tense, not in the post-tense. It is becoming a reality now. People who are getting this vaccine, as you said earlier, transhumanism, we are getting connected to Satan's system. Now, Satan he's not all-knowing like the Father is, but he's using technology and every tool that he has at his hand of technology to become all-knowing about everybody. Now, if we're getting the shot, folks, I'm sorry to say, you are connecting yourselves to Satan's kingdom. And any Christian out there getting the shot, and who's already had it, because I found out my doctor today, who is a Christian, he just took it. I have to try to warn him. If you're getting connected to the system, the 5G system, the cloud system, you are actually entering into Satan's sanctuary.
Yes, you are. You're going into the beast system. You're part of the beast system, just like your social security numbers, driver's license, digital picture, driver's license numbers. All this is part of the beast system. This shot is one of the final steps of complete dominion, as we just read in Nehemiah 9, over your body, which the Antichrist will control. Go ahead.
Yeah, and he will control us through the electronic technology. Now, I'll be honest, folks, Satan has created this technology. We didn't create it. He created it. He's got a kingdom in his own kingdom in the second, what they call the second heaven, because he's not on this earth. He's in the second heaven. And in their kingdom, they have ways to create things. And when they do, they encourage man to do it. And the man takes the credit. Look what I invented.
Oh, it's all for convenience sake. Joe, I got to jump pretty quick. I called back up. Anything else you want to say?
Yeah, if people just get on their knees before God, confess their sins, and clean up the spiritual house. And believe me, I am. Everybody's got sin problems in their lives no matter what. Just get before the Lord. Get your spiritual house cleaned up, straighten up, because it won't be long. We're going to wish that things were like the way they used to be.
Well, get ready for a pretty tough lesson Saturday Bible study.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
All right. See you there, Joe. God jump. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Addison in Ohio. Addison, come on in. We're running out of time so quick. Go ahead.
Hey, Pastor, I know you're short on time. Our legal system right now, all these judges are COEs of corporations.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's going on is our government, our mayors, our town councils, our corporations, they have implemented deadly force against you, your wife, your children, your neighbors. God has made men and women. Folks, we're supposed to be taking care of our ladies. We're supposed to be taking care of our children, the weak and infirm. We're supposed to be like knights.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. Put this picture in your head. You got a bunch of lawyers standing around with big top hats and corporate leaders. What are they going to do with the battalion of Marines with fixed bayonets? About this time, we need to be thinking of that nature.
I agree. Do everything in our power as a total Declaration of Independence to avoid it, but it's our duty to do something if we can't stop it. I got to jump past him. Thanks for the call. Thank you, brother. Keep in touch, please. You don't get a call in very often. You don't talk to us. Give us a call back. Bruce in Ohio. Bruce, come on in. You're the last caller, I do believe. Running out of time here.
Hello, Pastor Bunch?
Yes, sir.
On last Saturday, on 9/11, former President Trump went to a Moonies conference, praised the Unification Church, praised Mr. Moon's wife, who thinks she's a mother goddess. I don't think he's any kind of Christian at all.
At best, he's a lukewarm Catholic. He certainly is not a Christian.
He's serving the Pope. And I'd like to direct listeners to a meeting coming up October 31st to November 12th. It's called COP in Glasgow, Scotland. It's a Vatican UN climate change meeting. And, they're going to have 1,500 churches doing Climate Sunday. Mocking the Sabbath. They want to have Sabbath every week to save
right.
the planet. But it's called COP26, Conference of Parties 26. Check it out on the internet. It's all over. It's going to be in Glasgow, Scotland. It's starting on Halloween, by the way, 10/31 to 11/12, 13 days.
What a coincidence.
One church meeting.
What a coincidence, huh? What a coincidence.
Yeah.
Okay, we're down about the last minute here. What else you want to say, sir?
I just want to get those two articles
okay.
out there for you.
All right, Bruce. Thanks for calling. Thank you, my friends. Thanks for all the calls. We're going to stop there, folks. We're running out of time. I mean, we're down to the last minute. And again, if you need the address again for the Christian Revolution, call us tomorrow. And we'll get Lisa will have a seat. She gets it. And you call and help if you can. And pray for us here at the ministry, folks. I mean that sincerely. Our Father's will be done. I don't think he wants me off the radio. I don't think so. But we work as a team here. We're the body of Christ. People need the truth. Some are starting to pay heed. And I found there's a witness of people about the stand I had to take today that the ones who are even saying they have to enforce it don't like it. The difference is you and I won't comply. Then when you call the hospital, you get a prompting for this dial one, this dial two, this dial three. Dial two, two is for compliance. That's what the action says, for compliance, dial two. See you tomorrow afternoon, Melody's broadcast, and Marnette on this program. Have a wonderful night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.